I know, I should have, I should have.
The updates?
Yeah.
I've already supplied the board members with the updates.
Okay.
Oh, you did.
Scott, do you know if we're expecting Brad and Nolan tonight?
Nolan is not gonna be here.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything from Brad.
Okay, because I'm wondering, because I'm the vice chair, if I'm supposed to get us started. Should we give him another couple minutes?
Let's probably give him another couple minutes here, since I haven't heard from Brad.
Since I'm gonna present first.
Should we just get started, and then if Brad arrives, he can take over?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna call to order the June 4th, 2018 Design Review Board meeting. And we can begin with the roll call.
Carolyn Adams.
Here.
Brad Brown. Shoshana Cohen.
Yeah.
Lavina Lukanova.
Here.
Nolan Morgan. Tim Olson.
Here.
Dave Russell.
Here.
Okay, thanks. We do not have any minutes to approve or read tonight. Tonight on the agenda is the conceptual design conference for the Serenity Mixed Use Project. And I think that's all we have. Yeah, so before we get started, do we have any requests from the audience to address subjects other than the agenda item? Okay, seeing none, let's get right into, yes?
Madam Chair, as I did on Arete and the other previous project, I need to announce that I have had a previous relationship, business relationship with the applicant some 20 plus years ago. I honestly, Robert, I have no idea how long ago it was, but in no way do I expect that it will affect my impartiality or my ability to render a proper deliberation and approval. So
just okay.
And if anyone has any objections, obviously, now is the time to announce it.
Hearing none, let's go ahead and get started. Scott, are you going to start with your presentation then?
Yes.
Thanks.
All right. Good evening, board. So tonight's meeting is the first time you guys have seen this. It's the Serenity Mixed Use Project. It's a conceptual design conference. And the applicant, Natural and Built Environment, LLC, is proposing to construct a new mixed-use project about five stories on with three levels of at and below-grade parking, ground floor commercial, stacked office, or potentially a residential suites project. And it is essentially expanding on a previously at least approved through a wetland buffer modification, a convalescent center that was approved through that, but not through design review board. So property is located just west of the Kirkland 405 Corporate Center and is bordered to the west and south by the Heron Fields Wetland. The existing convalescent center is right here, and the project would be expanding to the south. Property is approximately 1.3 acres. Consists of and is framed by a wetland to the west and to the south, part of the Heronfield wetland. It is primarily a grass area right here, and consists of two residential, single-family residential buildings. Board should note that there is also a residential building to the southeast. The project located on this property right here. The proposed project was, or at least the the convalescent portion of this project was previously approved with a wetland buffer modification. And the existing, the proposed project consisting of these three parcels right here will be honoring or working within the confines of that land use approval. Permitted uses within the Totem Lake 10A zone include office and retail commercial uses and the convalescent nursing home that is being proposed currently. Residential suites, however, are not. The applicant has submitted for a rezone. The city council will be looking at that and have a decision by the end of the year on that. The setbacks for the current approved uses are 10 feet from the front. That would be on 113th. The sides are 5, but both equaling 15. The rear for an office is 10. The convalescent center has 0 setbacks from the rear. Lot coverage is 80%, and the project may go to 55 feet above average building elevation. Staff has not received any materials on lot coverage or height calculations at this point in time. We'll be expecting that at the conceptual or the design response conference. Parking for office uses is typical. This is one stall for every 300 gross square feet of general office, one for 200 for every 200 gross square feet for medical. Convalescent centers contain or require parking one stall per bed, and any accessory uses associated with that is determined on case-by-case basis. Like many projects, this commercial projects, this project will require a landscaping and tree retention plan, which we did receive some, you know, mitigation plan for the buffer modification. And a tree, an arborist report was given at the time. We will receive an update of those. It should have some sort of proposed landscaping plan and an update to the tree retention plan with the design response conference. The board will be looking at this project and providing feedback to the applicant based on the design guidelines for the Totem Lake neighborhood. General comments related to the proposed building scale, the architectural scale, the human scale, the vertical and horizontal definition, and building articulation. The board should also give feedback on pedestrian orientation, both internal to the site and external to the site, connecting the site to the north. Try to provide some feedback on how well the project engages the pedestrian. Likewise, the board should also look for opportunities for open space and landscaping. So again, providing feedback as it relates to the design guidelines for the Totem Lake. Guidelines for Totem Lake neighborhood. Provide the applicant some feedback on additional materials for the design response conference. Staff would like to note that with the rezone and potential change of from office to residential suites on the eastern portion of the project, and that's not related to the convalescent wing, we would suggest that the applicant present both an office and residential suite design with the design response conference. With that, I would leave this open for any questions from the board.
So, simple question: you had said that retail is permitted, but as I read the code, that's only for properties that front on 124th, correct?
Oh, probably, I didn't catch that. That would be, that would make a lot of sense. Any other?
The previously approved convalescent wing, if you will, so that's totally something that we don't address, or we don't?
No, that would be something you would address in terms of massing. It was only approved for the wetland buffer modification. That was the extent of the land use approval.
Okay, so if...
Not for design review.
And is that the buffer modification, was that specific to a particular site plan or proposed site plan by the applicants, or?
Yeah, so this particular massing right here in the back of the project, or on the west side of the project, matches the approved buffer reduction massing. The front of the property was parking, basically a large parking field in front. And so what the applicant is proposing to do is place a building where the proposed parking field is.
Okay, and then on the lower corner there, that's a single-family dwelling that is owned by somebody else?
Owned by somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's entirely in the wetland, but it just stays until it doesn't exist anymore?
That's correct.
And then it goes away?
Then it, well, it does something.
Unless the inhabitants are entitled to repair and...
Yeah,
it's a non-conforming status.
Yes, it's a non-conforming use.
Okay.
And non-conforming building.
Okay. And last question, are any of the lot coverage and any of those things, do they exclude the wetland and the buffer areas, or do they have, is that 80%
for
the entire,
mm-hmm.
all wetlands, everything included?
Yep.
So that'll be that's easy to meet.
Yeah, that'll be
probably
a pretty easy part for the applicant to meet.
Another question, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Is there the material here, is that new, or there's significant changes?
Yeah, sorry. So the only thing that I noted when I was reviewing the first packet is the second design scheme seemed to look a lot like, I think, the third design scheme, at least in the intro image. So the applicant has updated the material. I'm pretty sure they might have updated some additional materials that...
The titles were off. We had like second design conference instead of first.
Oh, yeah. And some
there
basic...
There might be some other minor.
Okay.
Minor.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then I guess we are ready to move on to the applicant's presentation.
Good evening. Robert Pantley, do I address, rank, serial name, number? Yeah, 450 Central Way, Suite 3000, Kirkland, 98033. So this is a little bit different for us. We were invited by Residence 12 to talk to them about creating something that would work for them and still integrate affordability in our program that we're so devout to. And so we'll start with just some, we'd like to talk. What am I hitting wrong? There we go.
You can also hit the
Okay, well, that's more complicated than I can handle. But, and you've seen the design objectives. We only build LEED Platinum, and we pride ourselves because we do what we call LEED Platinum Plus, which is usually 15 to 30% above the minimum requirement. Some of you know, but for the board members that don't, Arate on Central Way is a LEED Platinum project. LEED's a lot bigger than folks realize, 167 countries, 200,000 units under review, and Arte won the Worldwide Multifamily Project of the Year. So it's a, we're really dedicated to what we do, and, it, and design is an integral part of that. The alternatives, and we'll talk about that in the scheme of what we want. Angela, I think I'm out of order here, kiddo. Well, we'll do this. There's our LEED Platinum. And then we're also the city, this is a city drawing, about 10-minute communities. And what we've done historically, and there was a time when Dave and I served together that we thought we wanted to keep commercial with commercial and residential with residential and retail with retail. The problem is there's not very much walkability to that. And what we're seeing at Totem Lake, I believe, is the city's very focused effort to do what we have in downtown, and that's to move toward the concept of 10-minute communities. So our request for a comp plan change on this property, as well as a few others, is in keeping with what the council did just last year. There's a few that were maybe an oversight. But this is a perfect project in our mind to meet all of those designs. One of them is we want housing. We want people to be able to walk to employment. One of the things when we did Arte, we focused on services and transportation. We've learned since then that where your job is the number one thing that matters. Totem Lake is great. We've got incredible employment there, and it's only getting better. Housing affordability. The council is, here we go. Housing affordability, the council has really put a focus on that. And I think I'm sure you're all aware of how important it is. And we, when we're done with Plaza, which is next to Arte, we will have created, per the Arch website, about 50% of all the affordable units in the city of Kirkland. So we're proud of what we've done, and we've done it without a single dollar from the taxpayers. So with that, we're working with the city on a concept of bringing first responders, teachers, city staff, local employees into some kind of preferred avenue so that they can get to their jobs and be part of that 10-minute community. And I really personally strongly believe that people that live in the city and work in the city make a better city. They become your volunteers, they have a pride of ownership of their city, and it's better. So what we're seeing at Serenity is a next step to that effort. So when we go through the site analysis, perhaps you can think about the different kinds of things that we're attempting to do. When we did Arte, we focused on residential and retail to start with, but then we found about office space was really another part of that connection. When we went to Serenity, we working with Residents 12, we're looking with people who need help to get through their sober housing steps and to help people like pregnant mothers who have been addicted. And then integrating that with a regular, you know, community, we'll have parts and pieces to this that we're all learning about together. And then adding things like you cannot do standard retail, Dave, good catch, but you can do services. And daycare is one of our focus points. We really see an opportunity to do daycare. So really great location to make this kind of thing happen. We're three blocks from the Justice Center and city employees. It works. Again, the other question we have of you, and we'd really like to have guidance, because we look at the guidelines, and one of the parts of it is you're always wanting to reflect your neighborhood. But we're not sure we totally want to reflect the neighborhood. We're thinking maybe take some steps forward. That maybe pushes other future developments to a what we think would be a superior design guideline. So here's our site, which Scott's already gone over. Scheme one. One of the things you will see here is there's a focus on open space and people spaces. But this one is looking at the code, reading it as we read it, kind of like Plaza. This is a code-compliant baseline subject articulation and modulation. It works, and it's very reflective of the rest of the community and the neighborhood, which is basically more or less flat facades, kind of commercial-looking. We're thinking about some other ideas. But we need you to say, you could easily say, no, we just kind of want to do this. One of the things that this does is reflect, if you look at those other pictures, pretty close to what could be very look-alike. Again, the westerly one, which is on your left here, is the area that was approved for the modification for the sober housing and other needs. Has a light, a lot of light that'll come in. Obviously, we would look to have more, even on the far west side, we'd look to modulate and articulate this well. But you've seen these, so I'm going to move us through and get to, I mean, if you have any questions on Scheme 1, otherwise we'll move on to Scheme 2. Scheme 2 is a reflection of what we did in a way at Arte with a different land configuration and also at Plaza. We have a lot of parking underneath. This can work for office or residential, hundreds of parking stalls. So, and then what we see is, I'm looking for Scheme 2, sorry, there we go. So here we go. Now that's a lot of taking away from mass, a lot of step backs. You start to see a flow on to the street. The street is higher on the right-hand side of this picture and it flows lower. So we start to match to the grade of the street. Oops. And you can see how the concept is there. We do look at creating a solid base design and then a middle and a top, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here. You get a lot of open space for people to use. Those are all decks, both on the south side, the west side, and the east side. A lot of people places. And when you think about the formation of the outcome that we're seeking of these different uses and needs that people have, it works particularly well. And then I'll just quickly move into Scheme 3. So this is the rest of Scheme 2. You see a lot of decks here, which we think is a superior configuration over Scheme 1. And then we move to Scheme 3. And we've already told you that, you know, we think it's the best one. Economically, it's not the best one, but we think factually it's the best one. A wonderful west deck, much like you have in Scheme 2. You've got your east deck. But what really makes this nice is the H design, where you have this separation of the two buildings more. You have a lot more different spaces that you can use it for. You have more south and west sun here. The building on the west, at the bottom of that, is those are open common areas all the way down, just to give you a sense. And then that would be a sun deck up on top of the west building. And so this is different than we've done. We're in some uncharted territory. We just tell you this openly. And the reason is because we're looking to integrate more diverse populations. And we think it's going to be hard. And it's not going to be simple. We've worked with Res 12 already quite a bit to understand their needs, the folks they work with. We've talked to King County, and we have some understanding there. But I think it starts with the sense of architecture. And are we going to reflect our current neighborhood, or are we going to make a statement? And still blend in, still be nice. And from that, it also gets to some questions that we have for you. And that is, in the preferences, how strong do you feel about the courtyards? When you see this, building, all three of them, we'd like to move the sidewalk toward the curb on a meandering sidewalk, make it a little more playful and interesting, but also create more spaces for larger plantings at the pedestrian level. We want to create a walkway that goes all the way around the building and along the edge of the buffer and out to the front to create this sense of serenity. We do feel, and I acknowledge that I have a lot of emotions here because I've talked to the folks at Res 12. I come from a family of three alcoholic parents. I really understand what that means, and it's more difficult than those that have not experienced to understand. So we're working hard to do something different, and we need some help here. We want to have a gentle look. And what does that mean? We want to be different than our neighborhood. Our neighborhoods right now, the facades are pretty flat. They're pretty harsh from our viewpoint. We understand what it was for and the time it was built, but maybe it's a new time. Residence 12 is a softer building and really the only one that we see in that immediate neighborhood like it. But we're thinking of things like a little more modern but gentle, warm woods, darker window frames, maybe some metals, but getting away from what we see around us. So that's a sense of what we're asking for. We see a horizontal look here to make it wide and kind of sleek and gentle and something you kind of want to walk around. And one of the pathways we've agreed with Residence 12 is we'll have a pathway on their property on the north side of this building to complement this ability to walk. And then with that, I think that, you know, there's a lot here going on, and we understand that, but we're really trying to get a feel is, do you feel we've articulated too much? Have we set back too much? Should we bring it forward more? What's the right answer? The idea of stepping down as the street moves down, is that a good idea or is that not a good idea? Lots of questions.
I'd like to also insert that all of these concepts, the side yards are not being conformed to on the north and south because they need to meet, they need to be a minimum of 5, but both equal 15. And especially on the south side next to the single family residence, it carries a buffer standard 1, landscape buffer standard 1, which requires 15 feet of landscaping. And they only have, I think they have less than 10 feet of a setback.
We have 10. But in fairness to us, we asked and they told us 10. This is before you were involved, so we started with 10.
Okay.
So, and I believe that it's a 0 setback when it's for certain uses that are services, such as daycare. If we check our code, we just did.
Yeah, it would be, I think there's a 0 setback for the rear on the convalescent.
No, I think it's side 2. You want to give it to him? Mm-hmm. So we'll conform.
But the uses will be a mix. So that would be the other piece of this is that the office use will probably or residential suites will, commercial/residential suites will be the most dominant in terms of floor area.
Out of all of those uses, only office requires the 5 foot. Everything else is a 0 for side yard. Even residential suites, if it were in this.
So all of those, the applicant could apply for minor modification?
Yeah, so the board has the ability to do minor variations, including setbacks and also landscape buffers. So you're able to grant those.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused because I heard two different things. One is that there's a 0 setback for all these uses.
For all uses except
except for the office.
That's right. All uses except for office is 0 setback.
And we can provide a variance, a departure for the whatever we want to.
So the, yeah, the applicant will submit for that with the design response conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this because the use of the property to the south is residential detached, the zoning is not?
For the, yeah, and it, and the buffer, the landscape chapter states that the buffer must be applied for not just the zone, but also the existing use.
The use. So yeah. if that house went bye-bye.
Then we wouldn't be talking
about
this.
There is no use. Yeah. It's the zone, it's in TLA or TL 10A at that point, zone, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
So the parking is roughly the same for office and the mini suites?
Office is actually more intense, but
so
we've designed it to.
Redesign of, would that be any significant redesign of what we're seeing in terms of providing the parking?
No, we designed it to the worst case.
Okay, thank you.
If it doesn't get residential suites, does office allow tandem parking in the garages?
I haven't seen us granting a tandem parking for commercial. We've only done it for residential.
Okay.
Technically, we have been allowed to use tandem for our offices at RT. So, just so you know, I mean, it's
accessory to the use.
To the use of office,
okay,
yes.
Not just general office.
No, to the employees of the office.
My last question kind of goes back to what I was sort of asking before about the previous decision on the west wing, if you will.
Just, can I interrupt for 1 second? Did we finish your presentation?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, Tim.
No, that's fine. So we're okay into questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So the bulk, the massing on that west wing, you know, doesn't sort of follow the buffer to the extent that it could, theoretically. We always, in all three schemes, we get that Serenity Terrace, which is large and expansive. Is there a reason that we can't take that west building right up to the setback off the buffer?
No.
Okay.
So standing in the street, 113th, I can see quite a wall of trees to the west. Where are they with respect to this? With respect to the development?
Right in the middle of the parking garage.
They're at the parking
So area. What we've negotiated with Res 12 is we are going to plant new trees on the 10-foot to the north of this property line to create that a long-term wall of trees.
But are there not trees to the west?
There are trees to the west that we would not touch, but several of them.
They're farther west than this project.
Are you talking about the trees?
All those poplars and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess
right
they are.
Mind.
Right. So they would have to. They would be right in the middle of things.
Right.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Anybody else have questions, Shoshana? Liliana?
Not right now.
Okay. Dave? Okay. Well then, is there anyone, let's see, else who has any questions from the audience related to this project? And I don't think there is anyone. So I'm going to close and we'll begin our deliberations. So I think with just five of us, we can have a pretty casual discussion and just hop in. I'll start by saying that I think this is a little bit challenging. We don't have the cues that we've had from some of the other projects for strong direction like we did with Arete or any of the downtown stuff, but I'm comfortable with what I've heard about going with the option 3 and the gentler building. I think that all sounds like it's headed in a good direction.
also agree. I think the H shape makes the most sense for lots of reasons. And the structure itself, as proposed with the decks, it's looks a little like Plaza 330, and I think it's quite interesting. So, and the Serenity, so-called Serenity deck on the west, ought to be a pleasant space. And certainly having another LEED Platinum structure development in our community is a big asset.
Typically for a CDC, we're anticipating receiving three distinct options.
Yep.
And honestly, I had to look at the titles on a lot of these to see which option I was looking at, because they didn't, there was no major difference. So I guess I'm looking for option Q or option Z or whatever you want to call it, that is something totally different, and that, given my previous questions or comments, reflects a different layout or a different massing for the west building as well as the east building. I agree with Dave that Serenity Terrace to the west is going to be pretty nice, but at the expense of a rather deadly kind of shoehorned in courtyard, you know, that's open to the south, that it just kind of funnels you down to nothing internally. There are some real tight clearances, if you will, in all of the schemes with the what appears to be sort of the, let's see if that's whatever the deck level is that Serenity Terrace is on, that level as you come inside the even the H courtyard, it's really, really tight right through there, that I think is that there may be some other options that we haven't seen that could open that up and still provide some Serenity Terrace to the west, but a better courtyard experience on that inside part.
So are you suggesting that the entire west building be relooked at in the way it relates to the other building?
Well, yeah, I guess I am, yeah. As a whole project rather than...
Two pieces.
Well, one that was, it's sort of already cast in stone, which... Again, I don't understand the agreement that was already established. If it's just simply a dotted line that says, here's a buffer, here's a setback off the buffer, and you can do whatever you want up to 55 feet, you know, eastward of that dotted line, then, or dashed line, then that's what I'm curious if that is.
Well, the orientation of the convalescent center is aligned itself up with the buffer modification. So that's why you have that angle that you're seeing there. And in terms of what the scope of the approval is, it's the relative impact cannot change to the critical area. So whatever was proposed in terms of mitigation cannot change with this project. And the applicant is aware of that.
Okay. So are there, if you can, I don't know which, it's my page 56. It's the main site plan for scheme 3 and all the schemes, because they're basically the same plan. It's not this one. It's just the regular plan view. So I see the setback area, and again, that's a setback off of the buffer.
That's
been established. So that meandering line that is heavily treed right there with Serenity Terrace, you cannot build right there. You can't build right up to that. Are there wedding cake setbacks required, or stepbacks, not setbacks?
No. Okay. No, there's no design element related to that.
Okay.
Well, if I understand this correctly, the Serenity Terrace is actually a building. And it's
that's correct.
Elevated by a floor.
Yes.
And it goes right up to the setback.
To the wetland.
Right. It's so whether that was a one-story or a five-story really wouldn't have a different impact on the wetland.
On the previous approval for the wetland.
Nor on, yeah, on the
buffer modification.
Right. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of the design and placement of buildings within that previous setback.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I don't want to belabor it, but yes, the Serenity Terrace is really nice and deluxe, but I think at the expense of what happens on that, the entrance, if you will, to that internal courtyard. The other, if I read the plans correctly, the other aspect of it, it looked like on, let's see. So to get to Serenity Terrace, it appears there's a couple ways to get to it from the main corridor. But to get to that option, to get to the deck that's in between the two, it's either all the way at the south end of the commons or perhaps up at the connecting nook or isthmus or whatever you want to call it up there. Is that correct? The access to that internal courtyard from the west building?
No, we have multiple access.
Let's see. So you have your elevator that sits right out. Let's see. Do we have a pointer or not?
Yeah, it's on the very top.
Oh, I see. So we originally had the elevator here to make that work, but we see an option. I suppose I should go to the actual. Where is? I'm sorry, hang on just a second. So this works. Let me say it. We don't even know if we're going to do this project because it's got so many challenges but we would have access from this building where that elevator sits right through down to here, and then we would have access coming in from this building from the backside. So if you look at your elevator here and you look at your elevator there, you have dual access to this deck, among other places like right here. And here is a common area, so you're going to come in here, you're going to come in here, you're going to come in there, and also right there. So there's like four or five different places. But because of the wetland approval and the way this building has to sit for the west building and because of its use, we don't know if we can make it work. And that's why we think there's very distinct differences between the horseshoe and the H. But, you know, it's really hard to make affordability work, and it's hard to make it work for sober housing, and there's a zillion codes. And, you know, I'll be really honest with the board. If you're not comfortable with this design, it's okay. We will just pass. We think it's a great design. If there's modifications here that make sense, okay. But it's just the way it is. And we, you know, I got my heart tugs on this one, but it's a hard way to make it work with trying to make it work for folks that are on opiates and other things. And so there's a lot of functionality that we have to protect this group from the rest of it and by floor, and we got our challenges. It's not going to be easy.
Because I'm assuming along that the residential suites is the target. This is, if this has to stay as office space, it may not be as desirable or.
You know, the reason we took this, and I'll just tell you public record, the council went out of their way to say we really want residential suites in Totem Lake. Unbeknownst to us, Residence 12, through a connection, came to us and said, please do this. It's three blocks from the Justice Center, which is part of our 10-minute community. So we said, okay, and I've asked to pass multiple times because it's going to be very hard to make it work. But so it isn't just about residential suites. It's about sober housing. It's about affordability. It's about daycare. It's about making the 10-minute communities. And, yes, it's pretty darn ambitious on our part wanting to meet all of these needs, but we want to meet them. But
you'd be less enthusiastic about the office, I gather.
By a lot.
Yeah.
But some office, a little bit, like Arte, has some office. We like that.
Yeah.
We think that's good. We have several people that live and work at Arete on site. They work on site and they live on site. It doesn't get any better. It's like nirvana. So,
well, I mean, I do have to say I like the approach of not following what's around it on that 113th face. Either the H or the larger number two scheme has huge benefits compared to what's there. I mean, what's there now is just a hodgepodge that's just kind of happened of cars in front and then unremarkable building. So I think this is a, you know, a fantastic improvement. I just want to make sure that all sides of it and all aspects of, you know, what happens, the other sides of the building work to the benefit of all the users.
I think that Robert suggested input about whether it should step down with the street or be a constant level. And my instinct is that it wants to step with the street. You're trying to create something softer. And I think that's a one way of helping to achieve that.
Yes. To the extent that the southeast corner is the garage entrance for the lower parking, and then it's a separate non-connecting ramp from the north side of the property. So the amount of stepping down, we'll see the face of the mechanical space where it starts to protrude out of the ground at that level. But I do think it steps down. I mean, it takes advantage of it to avoid ramping internally, which is expensive, eats up space, you know, there's all kinds of things. So if I look at it correctly, then that upper parking is what accesses the, you can go straight back, well, I assume it would be the straight back through underneath the west wing as well as down under the west wing there. And then the other one, am I correct in that we've got the separate, do they ever connect? You can go in one and come out the other?
But the concept was to step the whole front of that facade down as you're a pedestrian on the street. Mm-hmm. There you go. So it's quite a bit lower than on the upper side of the street, and it's done on purpose.
Oh, with the wedding caking, but we're still got the maximum floor height or the maximum number of stories, but we don't fill that southwest.
Right, because you pulled it. We pulled it back so far, and obviously taken away a lot of square footage to do it.
Right. But to the extent that the ground, the first floor off of 113th, at the north end of it, you see parking going in, and then storefronts or some sort of, commercial use there. That extends all the way across to the southeast corner, and then it's the other parking entrance there, but part of that parking floor is out of the ground at that point.
It's pretty close, okay. But and we could end up with just parking on the south side only. But what we liked about the parking on the upper side is it's to support daycare
right.
and drop-offs and moms with kids and
right.
dads with kids, and so the two entrances made a lot of sense to us, just like they do at Arete.
Right.
But, you know, there are choices.
I also like that third option a lot. To me, it's completely overpowering the other two, and especially that stepping down on the from the street side, but what I would like to see more is a little bit more dynamic, especially on the north side. I mean, both kind of north and south are very massive flat walls, and especially if you go in that direction, which I like, of creating like a pedestrian path around the building, I think it will be important not to have a solid wall against that path, to do something there more dynamic to kind of either offset or play with these two facades more. Maybe something not to extend of the what is that, the east facade, but break that solid wall. And I don't mind the blocky, kind of choppy look of the west wing, because I understand the challenges there, and I think it's important to kind of develop it to be as comfortable and safe as possible. And so I don't mind that being that massive block, especially since it's more on the, like, deep inside the property, and it won't be that much visible from the pedestrian point of view. But yeah, definitely I like the wedding cake look of it, and would like to see more on the sides.
Other comments from board members?
Following up on what Tim was saying, you know, to me, H was pretty obvious, and it would be interesting to see if there were not some more imaginative things besides H. But the west building at an angle is already adds some interest, and I'm not sure what else could be brought forward. So I'm happy with where we are.
Going forward, I'd be interested in seeing a lot of stuff about landscape, and what would be really great, if I don't know if this is doable, feasible, but to model some of the trees in the existing landscape. I think that's going to have a very big impact on how the project reads.
And it would be interesting to see the transit connections, how this is going to work. I just don't know where the bus stops are, et cetera, that's going to make, you know, really add to the viability of the low intensity car use.
Angela's the expert, so go ahead.
I can answer that real quick.
Okay. Angela.
255 is the best bus service in town, right?
Yeah.
Right on 124th.
Yeah. Which is 124th, which is like two blocks
okay.
away. And then actually there's a number of other bus lines that are within a third of a mile. If you go to like Walk Score and then do their transit score, this site has just as good of a transit score as pretty much anywhere else in Kirkland, even
downtown. What is this
downtown.
Walk Score?
Well, the Walk Score is like 68 or something, but the transit score is like 43 versus Arte is like 45 or 48.
Really?
So they're pretty similar. It's because that 255 runs directly in front, and then you also get your commuter buses and the ones that go to Bellevue and wherever.
Do we did the? This is a little off target, but it's aimed at the transit. The new where they tore down the big church property, is 118th going to be a through street from?
Yes,
it will. It's an actual street with sidewalks, so you could walk from this to 116th through that to catch
you
the
could.
236 or some of those.
Yep.
Okay,
that will be a public street.
Okay.
And if you look at it right now, I just drove by there today. It has sidewalks.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not sure we really fully addressed the pedestrian connection. That's one of the questions here. And at least I'm not clear about that. So maybe we can
pedestrian
talk about
connection to...
Well,
Residence 12 or two?
Just throughout, you know, the surrounds and then also, within. What's actually being proposed?
Well, right now I don't think the west side of 113th has any sidewalks, any kind of thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
The east side does somewhat. Obviously, this would have to have full sidewalks in front of it. They typically, is it like residential where they just end when you get to that house to the south? We jump back out to the street until it gets developed? There's no...
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they're willing to do that, extend the sidewalk.
Because That if, essentially, that west side connects down to Jasper's dog park, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And that, that is, does, are there pedestrian paths? I haven't done a lot of Jasper's dog park. Do you, can you get from there through Jasper's and into the wetlands and then back up to this property, or is there no?
Into like the wetland from Jasper's, you mean, if you go from the road to Jasper's, where can you go?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you can.
I don't think there's really access to the wetlands in general, because you're trying to leave it.
It's split rail, we wanna keep people out, yeah, okay.
There is a pedestrian path a little bit further to the east that connects up to 116th. That goes through the business park and then connects up through a residential project above that. That you can actually make a connection through there, but that would be to the east.
And then there are sidewalks down 113 over Justice Center, you can.
Yeah.
Once you cross the street, go all the way.
Carolyn, your question sort of was, do we walk all the way around this development into Residence 12 and around Residence 12?
Yeah, I mean, I can see looking at the site plan there, it looks to me like, yeah, there's a framework there, a skeleton, and it's to be developed with further project development and particularly the landscaping and all that.
Well, Scott, what is your question here? What does the board think about the proposed pedestrian connection?
Yeah.
What is that referring to?
Oh, I was actually thinking of the little connection to the north that's shown there.
Okay.
Okay.
And it looks like Robert was talking about this little buffer that they agreed. This is kind of contract. Is that a contractual?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
In perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a suggestion that that the next phase should show us both the, since the decision on the mini the.
Residential suites.
Right. Is December, as I understand it.
Correct.
But the next step of this, if you wanted to move faster than that, would be for us to suggest that you come back and show us both office and this. And are you serious enough about the office that you would do that? Or?
So the rest of the history here is one of the reasons we were brought in is that there has to be a building completed application for a building permit on the west building prior to, I believe, February 23rd of next year. So
to retain
the vesting on the wetland. So that's one of the reasons they came to us, and I said, well, I generally am pretty sensitive about not stepping into things I don't have a clue on. The hearing examiner's report was 240 pages long. So, yeah, that's what I said, particularly when I got to the 240th page. And there's some other things that we're very sensitive to some things. There was a path that was approved through the buffer area. Mm-hmm. Talking to staff, they'd like us to kind of maybe pull that to the edge, so not to go right in the middle of the buffer. And so that's one of the things we will propose, for instance. So, you know, regardless of what the approval is, we'd be less direct impact on the buffer area if we move it toward the building. So we think that would be appropriate, unless staff comes up with something, they change their mind or something. So, but those are the kinds of things that it's going to take a ton of detail to work through. And we'll give you a lot of detail.
Yeah.
We just wanted to first get a sense, are we moving in the right direction? And we love the idea of the path all the way around.
You know, I would say that you're moving in the right direction, and I think it's a great idea. And I have confidence, having seen the other projects come through here, that it's going to be a really nice project.
I agree.
Do we need to provide some sort of guidance or inclination for where we are with the request for the for the modifications, the minor?
Not really at this point. The staff report that I gave you just indicated that that's part of the process, the ongoing process at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot of balls up in the air still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm personally inclined to say this is, yeah, that little house to the south is residential, but this is not a residential zone. I'm inclined to say, you know, there's every reason to let this building fill up the site north to south. Residence 12, there's a nice big buffer there with the existing parking lot and landscaping. It's not going to feel like it's, you know, wedged up against some property line. And similarly to the south, just because the code book says there's a residential use there, there has to be this landscape category. When that house goes away, it's going to be a big piece of wetland. Nothing can get built there. I mean, it's unbuildable. There's no reason for you to purchase it because it doesn't do any, it doesn't do anything for you, correct? I mean,
correct.
It's just, unless, well.
But, you know, our history is we will talk to the neighbors. Once we have a direction, we'll work with them. And part of our stepping down with the street was also a sensitivity to that existing building, though it may only be here for a short while.
Yeah.
It, you know.
I'm not completely versed on the code, but as I recall, we had, at this point in time, we do have a commercial reasonable use process as well. So it is potentially.
That could you could go into a critical area with a.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Scott, I thought I read somewhere that recommendation, the next step should involve showing us if there is to be an office alternative that should track along so we see both alternatives, and I'm not sure where we are. Is that something we should require at this stage? I'm not sure how enthusiastic the developer is of the office, and I don't know what difference there might be that would make a difference in the timing.
Well, if the applicant's not seriously interested in pursuing that, I don't see why we should take a look at it.
Right.
So let me just, Robert, I'm going to look at you, because I remember we've talked about the timing a little bit, but I need to be. You want to be able to move. You've got to wait till December before you get the final answer on the residential suites, right?
Correct.
You really don't want to design an office project if you could help it, because it's just more work. I'm presuming.
The massing of the building, I have owned office buildings with small suites.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that it, in theory, works. It's just not where our heart is. And
I understand. I'm out.
But what we would do is we would come in with a permit for the west building, and we're not going to do anything with it if we don't get the east building. I mean, but mm-hmm. that would be the concept. And it's mostly to protect Res 12's. They spent so much money on this, including carrying costs. You don't even want to know the number.
What I'm trying to do is explore the possibility, if we just went forward at this point with the residential suites option, knowing that it's kind of speculative mm-hmm. on whether the zoning gets changed.
That's what Jeremy directed us to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'd be comfortable doing that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I frankly see, if it's office building, I see the massing substantially different. Mm-hmm. In that we don't get that nice stepping down. You get a lot of very expensive outdoor decks and things that offices may not want to pay for. They want more, you know, plate size. They want everything that,
correct,
you know, that isn't,
thank you,
isn't
thank
next
you for recognizing
across the street
that, cause,
or,
yeah,
you know, the, and this, I mean, reminds me of some of the first things we saw on, which was then Verdant,
mm-hmm.
you know, with just really nice breakdown of the volumes and everything else, and office spaces probably don't want to pay for all that extra, you know, amenities, we'll call them. So, and I see this as residential suites.
Plus the small office, it doesn't seem like a neighborhood that would really attract that small office suite type clientele to me. That would have to be more around retail and things.
And there's probably a lot of small office suite across the street in, you know, all those different buildings, because those can be just whittled into little pieces or the entire floor,
right,
kind of a thing. And they're just two-story typically, maybe three-story in all of them, so.
D- Does that give you enough to go with?
I think you'll be happy with what you see. I mean, it's there's a lot of functionality that's a challenge to make this all work. And Tim brought up, you know, how do you get to the decks? And he's right. But we've thought some of it through, but it's, you know, until we need a working program from Res 12, and they're waiting for us to tell us which direction do you go, and then they will show us, well, this is how it functions. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's a lot of parts and pieces.
To the extent that it's the bottom of the west, or the east building is the same on all the different schemes, is that, I mean, you just sort of get that thing going, and then you can put whatever happens on top of it?
Somewhat, but we felt the function because of the daycare. We really want to do a daycare.
Okay.
So that's on the left side, and we have parking on the right side so that they can, all the things I said, the families can pick up and drop off. It just seemed like the right thing to do, and it seemed to functionally work correct. And the daycares, I don't know, for those that don't know, they're incredibly expensive, and there's not enough of them. And we've put a lot of retail requirements in a lot of areas that have prevented them from going in. And I think you'd find that a child is several thousands of dollars for daycare, for instance, in downtown Kirkland per month. Mm-hmm. So we want to change that a little bit.
And that would, well, so the commons is needed for residential suites. And that's, there may be some commercial in front of that, even if it's residential suites. And then, if it's not, if it's office space, then it's a daycare, or am I mixing up?
No, I think that it's meant to be a daycare. That's our big focus. Okay. Could it be office? Yes, it could be office, but it's not where we want to go.
Okay. So as far as next round, I think you already know what we expect to see in the next round.
Okay.
Are we done?
Robert, did you get your question answered regarding the sidewalk along 113th?
Oh, the question is I think I understand. We wanted, you are correct, we want to landscape this in a really special, meaningful way, which means larger, more expensive landscaping right up front, softer venue. To do that, the sidewalk coming to the curb, Public Works will have heart palpitations, but it's okay, in part of it, but it'll also be a meandering sidewalk, which will be much more interesting for pedestrians. But it allows us larger plantings because we can put bigger things in that meandered portion. That's what we're thinking.
Just like most other projects that try to put sidewalk onto their property, generally the Public Works Department wants a dedication for that. Ways that we've gotten around that is to, you know, is to potentially provide easement for it, or just allow for, you know, a reduction in setback, potentially shifting the building, things like that, which the board is allowed to do reductions.
Is that something that we need to address at this stage?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I just think that if you're in support of whatever meandering design,
mm-hmm.
That if it does result in some ask from the applicant that they bring a proposal for minor variations to the code.
Do we know, is there a Public Works wants a wider road with turn lane and things like that, or is that?
We did a pre-app, and no, that's not an issue.
Okay.
Anything else? All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Do we have any other administrative issues to discuss tonight, or would we like to move to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.